Good morning and welcome. It's another awesome day. 7:22 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time to air it out, get it off your chest. We call the segment What's Bugging You? Probably because it's sponsored by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in. There's got to be something irritating you now. 877-975-9825. I'll kick it off. I'll give you an idea. What's bugging me is, as helpful as the YouTube videos can be, and they are, somebody commented about, did you go to YouTube University to fix your hot tub recently?
Right.
Yes, I have utilized it. Some sites are better than others. Some are more detailed. But here's the bottom line. You know, it could say remove this bolt, but then you realize the frame's in the way. Your hand is a certain size. It's got to go under there. It's got to find a nut that is in the dark. You can't actually see it. And anyway, you still have to do the job. So that, you know, that's not bugging me, but it's like, don't give too much credit, you know, to the tutorial that is helpful, but don't give all the credit because you still have to actually get it done physically. But what's bugging me is my golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got it used. I got a good deal on it. You know, I put some batteries in it. Keep it going. Fixed the brakes one time. Actually, just kind of undid one of the brakes because it was sticking.
Okay.
But anyway, now it's not working.
Right.
Well, you go, and I saw a fix on YouTube. I'm like, oh, I think I got it because Betsy was working on it a little bit too.
Uh-huh.
And I go, I think I got it. And I open it up and look in there, and I go, oh, somebody already did that, like a workaround to get around the some of the controls or whatever. And so, yeah, it's bugging me that things are just not engineered for owner operators to be able to easily repair really pretty much anything. But the golf cart's a great example of that.
Well, my mowers, my zero turn, kind of the same way. They build them the way they want to put them together on an assembly line. That's not necessarily going to make it easier for you after the fact trying to even just get, like, there'll be a brace right in front of the spark plug. Like, are you kidding me, really?
Yeah. And it's like, it's just enough aggravation to where I guess they think the average owner will just end up, you know, having somebody else do the work.
Could be, yeah.
All right, here you go. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And T-Bone, what's bugging you?
Well, the way I sound sometimes, I feel like I used to hate how my grandpa and my old uncles would be. It's like, oh, back in my day, everything was a nickel. Well, I find myself being that way now. It's like everybody complaining. I'm like, I'm going to get some toothpaste at a truck stop. I'm like, $6? Oh, man, this used to be 99 cents. So I guess I'm bugging me now.
Yeah, it's look, we're there. We swore we'd never become our parents. We swore it. And yet, here we are. Look, it does have to do with, you know, living life and our life's experiences. And, you know, remembering mostly the good,
right?
Too. It's part of the human nature to remember good. So you remember the good stuff and maybe not so much the stuff that is better now than it was. Like TVs. What are they, like $1.50? You buy like a gigantic TV now cheap.
I know.
I remember I paid over $400 for a Sony, like, 19-inch TV in 1983.
But the big difference is that one probably still works. This one's going to last you 3 years, and the little planned obsolescence chip that goes, that they do cheap on. Oh, no, I had a good discussion with an engineer friend of mine. He goes, when I was shopping for a TV, he goes, these are the brands that use this chip. It will fail in a year or two.
Wow.
So you got to watch out for those things.
Yeah.
But you're right. You can get one that'll fill your living room for, you know, less than $500.
Right.
Just to hope it lasts long enough.
Yeah. Well, you could buy the warranty.
Oh, yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Depends on what it is.
Yes.
Slim again. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, what's going on? Two things are bugging me today. First thing is, I go down and I buy the right part for my plumbing under my sink. It turns out to be the wrong part. Buy another part. It's the wrong part. Turns out the original part was the right part. My bad. Second off, I tried to cancel my Asurion insurance plan, and they automatically charged me for another 30 days on the insurance plan. I didn't have the money for that, and they went ahead and hit my card anyway.
Ooh.
It's just really annoying. You know, I was canceling it because they wouldn't even fix anything that I tried to claim. So I gave up, and they charged me for another month. It's ridiculous, guys. That's bugging me. Thanks.
Oh, no. That's people. That resonates with people for sure. Good morning, Steve. What's bugging you?
a lot of these people that are running for office and they're rigid and contradictory positions, you know, especially at the local and the county levels. Oh, all the politicians are lining their pockets. Okay, where? Show us where. Oh, no data centers whatsoever. You sure about that? What about when the tax rate goes away? If the tax amendment passes and you're looking for revenue, where are you going to get that money? Well, I don't care, but no data centers. Do you realize what data centers potentially can bring to the county as far as tax revenue and the negative or the minimal impact, if anything? And then there's the ones who, oh, we need to cut the taxes, but we need to do better for our roads. We need to do all this. It's like, really, you know, if you're going to run a campaign, get your whole campaign together. Don't sit there and throw darts and say things that you think people want to hear to get elected.
Yeah, you just nailed it with that. You just nailed it. Lisa, what's bugging you?
Flock cameras, speed zones. I got a ticket for a speed zone after school was out of session for the year.
Yeah, follow
I'd
up
love
with
for that to come up.
Yeah, follow up with that local jurisdiction or whatever. That was happening to a lot of people, and they supposedly are supposed to dismiss all of those. So just keep an eye on that. You should not be ticketed because that has occurred. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg, what's bugging me is a Saturday I met with a real estate agent to sell one of my two-acre lots out here in the sticks, and they posted on Zillow. One has my house and one has just forest, and they posted on Zillow as selling 4 acres, and I'm panicking, like, ah! But luckily the realtor cleared it up with Zillow within 24 hours.
Yeah, that can happen. That's irritating all the way around, isn't it? All right, thanks for your contributions. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up, who's going to lead the press briefings? It could get interesting. We'll talk about that and more coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.